a great week. I can't wait to get home, though. It looks like the new girl walks home this way, too. I should try to catch up to her. I'm so glad I caught up to you. You're Abby, right?
Who wants to know?
Oh, I'm Chloe. I'm in your class. Would you care to walk with me?
No, I don't care to walk with you. What I want is your lunch money.
My lunch money?
Yes, your lunch money. What, are you stupid or something?
But I bring my lunch.
Look, I failed sixth grade 2 times already, and I need to start providing for myself. I don't care how you get it, but I want $3.50 by tomorrow, or your eyes will look blacker than the blacktop.
Oh, my!
Yeah, you better run. Just remember that lunch money.
So then Bill, from work, starts to climb up on the table when the boss walks in and...
Chloe! Oh. Welcome home. Wait a minute, sweetie. What's wrong?
Well, we have this new girl in class. And that's what happened.
I'm gonna call your teacher.
The number you have reached is not in service at this time.
Well, it looks like your teacher's gone for the weekend. But I am going to talk with her first thing on Monday. And I'm going to pick you up from school from now on.
Okay, Mommy.
Now wait a second, dear. That seems like running away to me. I think that we should enter Chloe into some self-defense classes. Not that violence is the go-to answer, but it could be a good deterrent.
Unless she can break planks of wood with her hand, I doubt that some beginner-level classes would make that Abby girl stop.
TV.
Would you like to be able to break planks of wood with your bare hands? Then you should go to Master Kazama's Karate Dojo! Stop in this weekend for a free introductory class.
Well, it's decided then. Chloe, how do you feel about learning karate?
Glad you all came here. Let's get started with some basic routines. All right, to end the class, let's go through the line and practice kicking with this punching bag. Allison, you're first.
Hi-ya!
Kayla, you're next.
Hi-ya!
All right, Chloe, you're up.
Hi-ya!
All right, everyone, calm down. Class is dismissed. I will see you all next week. Remember to practice. Chloe, if you could stay for a bit after.
Okay, Master Kazuma.
Did you see that?
It's so cool. Did you see me hit the bag?
I'm so sorry, Master Kazuma. I promise I will try harder and do better, and I will...
It's all right, Chloe. Maybe this is just not the best activity for you. Now don't be upset. I can see you've got moxie.
Moxie?
Spunk. Kapow! That sparkle that makes kids like you extra special. In fact, I have been saving a special belt for a kid like that. Looks like it's you. Just let me get it out of the belt trunk. Ah, here it is. Chloe, this gray belt represents your good nature, and this heart gem represents the strength you have in your heart.
Oh, that's very pretty, Master Kazuma. But I don't know if I can accept such a gift.
I want you to have it, Chloe. Remember, you have more power than you know.
If you say so. You have more power than you know. What does that even mean? What am I gonna do about that Abby girl now?
Help!
Well, it looks like I'm about to find out.
Help! Please, somebody help me!
Hey! Leave her alone!
Oh, look! It's the twerp.
Who are you calling twerp? We're the same height!
You, obviously. Listen, you turn the other way right now and we can both go on like this never happened. Otherwise, we are going to have a big problem.
Oh, yeah? Well, I just got done with my karate class. I have a belt and everything.
You and karate? Nice try. I've studied karate before. None of the belts are gray, and they definitely don't have any girly hearts on them. But I'm in the mood for a laugh. Go ahead. Show me a kick on that tree.
My belt is a special one. My sensei says that it's a special belt for students who have moxie and a special sparkle.
All right. Do a kick on that tree. And since you have this sparkle, why don't you do it with your eyes closed?
Okay. Remember what Master Kasuma told you, Chloe. Maybe it isn't such bad advice after all. Hi-ya! I hit it! I really hit it!
Holy cow! You turned that tree into toothpicks.
Did I do that?
That's impossible! I'm out of here!
It's okay. She's gone now.
Thank you for saving me. How on earth did you kick down that tree?
I'm not entirely sure myself. But if you want, you can come over to my house for lunch and I'll tell you what I do know. I'm Chloe, by the way.
I'm Kelsey, and I would love to eat lunch with you.
Ben! You're visiting! You're just the person I need to talk to.
And you're just the person I want to listen to, Abs.
Well, you see, I was just trying to be social with the girl, and this big bully Chloe shows up and starts to interrupt our conversation.
Oh, how rude.
Right? So she starts going on and on about how she's in karate class and how she has a special belt.
A special belt, you say?
That's what she said. But I told her that I've done some reading on karate and that they don't make belts like the one she wears.
Well, what does this special belt look like, Abs?
It's gray with this little heart gem on it. I told her it's not a real karate belt.
I bet she loved hearing that.
Stop teasing, Ben! This is serious!
Oh, I'm sure.
Then she got all mad and kicked down a tree. and she said she would do that to me if I didn't leave her alone. And so I got scared and ran all the way home.
No one pushes my little sister around. You want me to help? Change her attitude?
You would do that for me? I mean, it doesn't even make sense. She is normally such a little twerp. You should see her in gym. The only thing that changed was that belt. That's it! The belt gave her that power!
You know, the gang could really use something that would make guys interested in joining. We could really use some new members. A magic belt could make that happen. We should take care of this girl for you, too. After all, you're part of our family, and the Delta Wolves take care of family.
That would be great. Everybody wins.
How about we go to the home base to come up with a plan and get everyone up to speed?
This is going to be great.
So, what you're saying is that the karate instructor gave you a special belt because you have this sparkle, and now you have superpowers?
I know it's hard to believe. I can hardly believe it myself, but happened.
It's pretty crazy, Chloe, but I do believe you. I saw you kick that tree down with my own eyes.
Can you keep this a secret? I don't think we should tell anyone about this.
Sure, that makes sense. Now, let's dig into our nutritious lunch.
I wonder who that could be.
You should leave it alone, Chloe. Stranger danger!
I think I'll look through the peephole to see who it is. Otherwise, we'll phone for help.
Okay, I'll get the phone.
It's Abby! What do you want?
Oh, I just wanted to apologize to you. And, oh, and Kelsey, if she's here. It's just that since I got help back again, I've had a hard time making friends, and that makes me mean. I was wondering if we could start over.
Don't believe her, Chloe. Once a bully, always a bully.
Please, you've got to believe me. I just get so lonely. I promise I won't ever be a bully ever again.
Okay, I believe it's important to give second chances to people. And you do truly seem sorry. I guess you deserve a try with a clean slate.
You really mean that? That's fantastic. Hey, you know how I said that I've studied karate? You're really good, and I was wondering if you would be willing to come over and see some of my moves.
I think that would be lovely. But only if Kelsey can come too.
Of course she can come. The more the merrier. Follow me.
Are you sure we can trust her, Chloe?
No, but I meant what I said. Everyone deserves a second chance. Hey, wait for us!
Well, here we are. Let's go inside so I can show you my moves.
Chloe, I just don't feel right about this. Are you positive this is a good idea?
Come on, Kelsey. Don't be such a scaredy cat. I promise everything will be all right.
Hey, who turned off the lights?
Ha! You two sure are thick. You honestly thought I was sorry? Well, I always have been a good actor. Right, Ben?
That's right, little Abs. Now, which of you two is Chloe?
That would be me. What's going on?
You made my sister cry. No one makes my sister cry without paying the price. Now, Delta Wolves, go!
Delta! Woo-ah!
Kelsey!
They got me, Chloe! Help!
Now, ladies, calm down. Especially you, Chloe. You and your friend are guests of the Delta Wolves, and we pride ourselves on our hospitality. Nothing will happen to your friend as long as you behave yourself. She's in very capable hands. Right, boys?
That's right, boss.
You won't hurt a single hair on her head.
Now, girl, give me the belt!
Don't give it to him, Chloe. It's our only chance of getting out of here.
Girl, be quiet.
If I give you the belt, you promise to let us go?
Why, of course, ladies. Give us the belt and be on your way.
Then here. Cat!
Delta Wolves, team two, go!
Delta! Woo-ah!
Ah! Hey, you said you would let us go!
I can't believe you fell for that! Has anything that has gone on here made us seem trustworthy?
She's right, you know.
That was kind of dumb of you, Chloe. Now we're both caught.
Don't worry, Kelsey. I'll think of something.
Well, we need to do something.
Might I suggest screaming?
Help!
Oh, no.
What is it, boss?
It's Liz. We kind of...
Benjamin Stranzikov, you little weasel! We had a date 3 hours ago.
I'm sorry, baby. Something came
up. What could have possibly come up that was more important? You were going to meet my parents! Wait. Why are the lights off? What on earth is going on here? Let those two girls go right now!
And what if I don't?
That's what.
All right, lady, we let them go. Just please put that purse down and stop hitting us!
Are you two okay?
We aren't hurt, but he took my karate belt from me.
Ben, give her back her things now.
But she and her friend...
Right now.
Of course, sweetie. Here's your belt back, Angel. Thanks for letting us see it.
Good boy. Now, I'm going to take these two girls home. If you value your life at all, you're going to sit here and reflect on what you did today.
Come on, girls. I'll take you home.
It sure was nice of that Liz girl to have those boys buy us Chinese food.
And of your parents to let me stay over, Chloe.
Yeah. Hey, let's read our fortunes. Let's open them together. Well, what does yours say?
Your troubles are not yet over. Well, it's not like these fortunes actually mean anything. Come on, Chloe, what does yours say? I bet it's something silly like, you like Chinese food.
Your adventure is just beginning. Well, that could be good.
Delta!
Oh no, Chloe! I thought we were done with them!
Don't worry, Kelsey. If we ever run into those Delta Wolves again, we'll be prepared. And more importantly, we have each other. As long as we're together, we can handle anything those boys throw at us.
Chloe Masterson and the Karate Belt of Power was written by Eva Anderson and produced by Catherine Ranella and Ryan Van Bibber. The story is featured as a part of Midnight Audio Theater's Scriptwriting Competition winners of 2012, featuring the voice talents of Kara Corrigan as Chloe, Allison Brogan as Abby, Kayla Graham as Kelsey, John Beeler as Sensei Kazuma and Ben, Josh Reineke as Mr. Masterson, Kathy Ranella as Mrs. Masterson and Liz, Andy Falter as the TV announcer, Philip Hickman as Grunt 1, and Chris Kelly as Grunt 2. Music provided by Kevin McLeod at Incompetech.com, as allowed under a Creative Commons license. The executive producer is Dan Michalko. This has been a Merity Media Midnight Audio Theater production.